The Hog Maid recited what every Redwaller had learned at Abbey School.
The poem means our two Abbey bells. They're called Matthias and Methuselah. A long time ago, Redwall had only one great bell, called the Joseph Bell, after its maker. Our Abbey was captured by an evil-wrapped Cluny the Scourge, but a mouse named Matthias fought him. Matthias took the great sword of Martin the Warrior and cut the ropes holding the Joseph Bell. It fell on Cluny and killed him, but the bell was split by its fall. Later the metal was melted down and recast into two smaller bells, Matthias and Methuselah, the pair we have in our bell tower today. If you know this, the answer becomes clear. Bells cannot speak, yet they make sounds, ringing out at midnight, midday and eventide. They ring for feasts, triumphs and also for a death. The line that's repeated at the poem's end is a clever play on words. We never speak till we're told. Think about it. A bell will make no sound until you toll it, so they never speak till they're told.
Old Hog, the gatekeeper, sat down on the bed.
I didn't see that until you explained it, Flaubert. Very clever indeed. But what about the line speaking of knowledge unfolding on our oak? Where do we find our oak?
Mira whispered something to her mother. Philorn nodded understandingly. Then she made an announcement.
You'll learn the answer right after the entertainment contest.
Every beast appeared bemused at this.
What entertainment contest?
First I heard about it.
There's a new one on me too.
I didn't know about any entertainment contest, did you?
Mira restored order.
It's to be held by the gatehouse very shortly. Give your names to Gatekeeper Hogg if you wish to enter. Any kind of entertainment will be considered. My mum will present the winner with a large woodland fruit trifle topped with meadow cream. Line up outside the gatehouse if you'd like to put your name down.
Seconds later, Broggle gazed around the deserted bedchamber.
Well, Mira, that certainly cleared the place. They went out of here like ants chasing honey. Still, who wouldn't for one of your mum's woodland trifles with meadow cream? Whose idea was that?
Mira giggled like a dibbon.
It was mine. The entertainment contest too. We don't need that lot following us around all day. Come on, let's go and take a look in the bell tower. That appears to be the place where this riddle is centred.
Gregor shook her great striped head as she rose from her chair.
You're a crafty otter, Mira. That was cleverly done. Now, I'm too old for climbing bell tower stairs. There's too many of them for my liking. But you could drop me off by the gatehouse. I want to hear about this entertainment contest. Who knows, I might put my name down. I'd dearly love one of your mum's trifles all to myself.
The search party assisted the badger mum down the stairs, joking.
What'll you do, Gregor? Sing the song of the ancient badger?
He could recite some good dramatic verses, ma'am.
Or play tunes on Borab's hurdy-gurdy.
Gregor sat on the bottom stair to catch her breath.
Insolent wretches. I'll have you know I was very skilled at entertaining in my younger seasons. Maybe I'll perform a quick acrobatic dance. That should do the trick.
Mira and Fuel were laughing so hard that they could not help Gregor upright again.
This ends Disc 5.